what-ho, what-horribly-ho, dear old playmates. Hark to the muttering of Frank Gill, Jr., the fireman's child.
And Bill Damling, just a visiting fireman.
We're having another open house for you, so come on over and see if you can beat the cast of Comedy Capers to the Pickled Tongue. Come, come, come.
I've been out in New Madeira as long as I have you, I'm satisfied. Always cloud remains if we're together while it rains, I'm satisfied. Long as we're in love from the start, long as we are never apart, long as you are happy, sweetheart, I'll be in heaven. If with all our teams we're only millionaires and dreams, I'm satisfied. We won't need success if we'll just strive for happiness. I'm satisfied. Makes no difference where we'll be. I'll have you and you'll have me, darling. When it's spring or fall, it's like a love, and love is love. I'm satisfied.
Is glad to see everybody having such a good time, especially since you all chipped in on the food for a change.
Say, Frank, isn't that Joe Bishop over there pawing over the salami? I thought he was in the hospital.
Oh, no, no. Filled him out last week.
Yeah?
Yeah, they decided he was better when the nurse caught him trying to blow the foam off his medicine.
I see. He sure did get thin, though.
Yes, he did.
Boy, he's thin as a bone.
He's got ribs like a xylophone about this time.
Hello, boy, yes, hi.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Say, but he's a fun if you'd like to buy an automobile.
An automobile? Well, how much are you asking for it?
Well, I'm asking $500, but I'll take $50.
I see.
That's not bad. Mm-hmm. How would you want the money?
How would I want it? In advance.
Mm. Fine stuff. You mean to tell me that you wouldn't trust a friend?
You wouldn't be my friends after you buy the car.
Take it easy, fella.
Joe, you'd better sing whilst I take Gil over in the corner and beat his brains out with a smoked herring, huh?
Mabel Brown from Kokomo said Main Street's getting gobble slow and so I'm leaving now. Heading for a foreign shore, she landed right on Rush's door, and though they fell and how, she took the label off her name, I mean the Mabel off her name, and overnight says she became a vow. I said a vow, I mean a wow, ow, ow, ow. Hachachornia Brown is turning Moscow upside down. Hachachornia Brown could make each Cossack go to town. She ballerinas in the marketplace, so much that no one looks her in the face. Every night they flock around her private samovar. In her Russian smock, she looks more Russian than the Tsar. Those vulgar boatmen follow her around, shouting, Hacha, Hacha, Hachachornia Brown. She improved on their Kazatsky, pepped it up and made it husky. Each night she does her stuff with a hey, nanny, nanny, and a rupee nup. When it's 21 Bielowski, you should see them Heidi Husky. They never get enough when she makes hey, hey. Everywhere she goes, the tea rooms all begin to buzz. With her D's and D's, she does much more than vodka does. They say Rasputin's turning in the ground, shouting Hacha, Hacha.
Well, Frank.
Huh?
Frank, tell me, how do you like my new suit?
The new suit?
Yeah, you don't think it's too small, do you?
Not too small. You're in it a little too far, though.
I see. You know they're having a sale where I bought it.
I thought so.
Selling suits for ridiculous figures.
Not as ridiculous as yours, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Look, here comes that mug twerp. Say, he's just written a novel he thinks is tremendous.
Is that so?
Yeah, says 50,000 wouldn't buy it.
I didn't know there were that many editors in town.
Right? Yeah, well, take it easy, will you, Gil? Here he comes. Yeah. Here he comes.
Look out.
Good evening, Genki. Or good evening, Frankie. Dar you hooing? Or how you wooing, Dilly? Or how you doing, Willie?
All right, Twerp. Just enter quietly. There's no need to start rumpling my hair, you know.
Now, rumple your hair, my high foreheaded friend? That's very good. I could use your skull for a skating rink.
Yeah, if you'd go a night, or if you know a guy who can dumple remling, or remel dumplings, or humplings dare, or dowlings hump, or look, if you know a guy who, or who, if you know a guy who can rumple demling's hair, I'll jet him a gob. And I'll gob him a jet. Or I'll give him a position.
Yeah. Your story intrigues me, my friend. Now, look, if I can find a guy who can rumple Demling's hair, you'll give him a job. Doing what?
fussing up the mussing up the fuzz on billiard balls.
Can he take it?
Or can he take it?
Yes, Willie can take it, but I hear you can't. Listen, what about this card game you were in the other night? Come on now.
Oh, gee, we were just playing a little pip stroker, or stroke pipper, or a poke stripper.
Never mind. I heard it different anyway. I heard that you sat next to Miss Effendaffer in a strip poker game with a pet hen.
Yeah, and she slapped it.
She slapped it.
Look, will you die? Do you sign if I Ming? Or Ming if I sign? Do you care if I yodel?
Sorry, Joe, but that's really impossible.
Well, that's what everybody says. Gerho, here goes. Once I was wappy, or wap I was hunts, or once I was happy, but fow I'm nor long, or now I'm forlorn. Kike an old low, or like an old coat that is torner than tat, or torter than tan, or it was ripped. Weft in this lidler, or left in this wide world to meep and a wah, or to weep and a mourn. Be made by a trade, or betrayed by a trade in her means, or meet in her train, or a girl in her twenties. Now this lady that I muffed, or this moof that I lose, or this girl that I love, she was handsome, and I knighed all I true her, or tried all I plew her to knees, or tried all I knew her to please. But I plever could knees her, or never could cleave her one porter, or porter one cleaver, or I never could please her one quarter so well as the flan on the my, or the my on the flanny, or the man on the trying flappies, or the flapping try, or the flying trapeze. Oh, he eyes through the flare, or flares through the eye. He flies through the air with the eightest of geese, or the greatest of ease. This marrying young Dan, or this danning young mare, or this daring young man on the trying flappies, or the trapping flyee, or the man on the parallel bars. His gractions are aceful, or his actions are graceful. All the pearls he does grease, or all the girls he does please. And Lima or my love, he has hole in a stay, or stale in a hole, or hole in a stow, or stow. He sure got my girl all right.
Say it's always darkest before the dawn. Maybe you'll walk into an open manhole or something, you know.
Yeah, but say, Gil, whatever happened to your Uncle Louie Fizzfuzz?
Good old Uncle Louie, period. Mm. You know, he got himself a job on a circuit.
Oh, sells floto?
No, sells peanuts.
Sells peanuts. Oh, I remember now.
Yeah?
I thought you said he had a job as a tattooed man.
Well, he did for a while, but you see, he had his face lifted and it threw all the pictures out of focus. You know how
that's my mistake.
Social?
Of course, my apologies.
Accept it.
Thank you.
Not at all. Do you mind if I don't sit down? I haven't had my hips aligned today.
Yeah, well, that's All right with me.
As I live and dodge my creditors, if it isn't Gene Collins.
Oh, maybe we'll have some music.
Huh?
Say, how come you're so late, Gene?
Well, I've been out horseback riding.
Oh, horseback riding. There's a great sport. Although lots of people are always knocking it.
Not me. As a matter of fact, I always stand up for it, personally.
Gene, if you were to sing, Gil might keep quiet.
It's a bargain.
When I'm with you, I feel so small. Right in my shell, I want to crawl. I wonder why I had to fall for you. Why do you make my life so tough? Seems I can't love you enough. You're so heavenly. Much too much for me. I wish that I were twin. You great big baby kin. Why love you twice as much as I do? I'd have for love enough to embrace. Twice the truth, what couldn't four lips do? With four hearts, there you saying, I'm yours. You great big swat, I love you twice as much as I do.
Gene, that was really lovely. I enjoyed that.
Yes. Hey, what's going on over there in the corner,
really?
Huh?
Oh, that's the sheriff.
Yep. No, we're not making that much noise, are we?
No. You see what I mean? I asked him to drop in. He just got away from court.
Oh.
You see, a guy was arrested for going to a party at September Morn.
September Morn? What did the sheriff say?
30 days has September.
Move over, will you, Gil?
Well, Sheriff, how are you? Glad to see you. My goodness.
Well, how I seen the lights on hurt. I seen the lights on and heard the music and thought I'd drop in and set a while.
Well, I'm mighty glad you did. You like music, I suppose.
Supper? No, just that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I stood outside there listening for quite a while. It sounded all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't come in only I seen that fella standing over there making passes at that poor little piccolo player or that stick he's got in his hand there, so I figured I'd better be in here if any trouble started.
No, Sheriff. He wasn't making passes at the piccolo player. That stick, as you call it, is a baton. He is the conductor.
He's a what?
The conductor.
Louder.
Conductor.
Oh, I see. Conductor, huh?
Yes.
Well, I got to say is if he hits that little fellow with that stick, he'll wish he's back on his streetcar again.
No, not a streetcar conductor. He conducts the band. Now, look, you watch. When they start playing again, he'll conduct them.
Eh? Where's he going to conduct them to?
Oh.
What do they do? Going on a strike or something?
No.
Is he mad at us? Maybe you better lock him up after all.
No, Sheriff. He's the leader. He'll lead the band in a minute.
Well, maybe better get out an injunction or writ of habeas corpus or something and keep him from leading them out of here, huh? I say keep him from leading out of here, huh?
All right, keep him from leading out of here. Yes, all right.
You don't hear so good yourself, do you?
No, I don't hear. Yes, I don't hear so well.
I don't like his looks anyway. What you doing with that half-pint buggy whip there?
That isn't a buggy whip. That's a baton, He's beating time.
Beating time? Beating whose time?
No. Beating time for the band.
That whippersnapper beating time for all them boys? I'd like to see him beat my time. He couldn't even beat my hair, Sophie.
No. You misjudge him, Sheriff. He's really all right.
Tight? Well, now I know I'll lock him up.
No, I didn't say tight. I said he's okay. He's all right, okay.
Yeah, he looks kind of IOU to me.
Oh.
What was the name of that tune the orchestra's playing a while ago? Because I can't sing it very well. That's my favorite tune.
Do you recognize that, Todd? He says he was playing the Billboard March. You know the one, the Billboard March?
Hasn't played his board bill since March.
No. The Billboard March is the name of a popular march. Chuck is what they were playing.
By golly, I thought this planned Dardanelli.
All right.
Well, playmates, that is what might be called better, and the cast of Comedy Capers are on their way.
But we'll toss another shamble soon, and until then,
Gil
and Damling bid you all goodbye.